Greetings. Can you hear pervasive beeping? That is my surroundings, and it most probably won't stop at any point. So, it's one of those cases of get used to it. I want to do an introductory episode, meaning explaining how we got here, how the thing came about, and what the intentions are, and a little bit about the website and all of our socials, half explanations, and I think that it's probably about time that the entire story gets told from end to end. So we'll see how we go. Madison and I met on Twitter, and within a day, we were like, hey, we should meet up. And we did. And that meetup went from an hour scheduled to like 7.5, nearly 8 hours.
We've been talking for 7 hours.
And in that time, we also applied for the South Park Commons.
We're filling out a really cool application for the SPC Founder Fellowship Spring 2024.
We didn't get in, by the way.
We did it. That was it.
But it taught us a lot about our alignment.
We're 200% aligned in our vision, mission, values of this project. We were both working on different parts of the same concept.
And our vision for a different kind of company, a company that's part media company, part technology building, part going back to what we already have, meaning pre-internet systems.
What's BBS mean? Bulletin board. Yeah, bulletin board system.
It came about pre-internet as a community building technology.
So the bulletin board system. You can see that at the time I was hosting a podcast called the Unsupervised Learning Podcast, and I was really fortunate enough to have a community already that was kind of built on the foundation of asking stupid questions and having ML experts teaching non-technical people the implications of AI and what that means from a non-politicized viewpoint. Madison, in her own right, is an ML veteran. She's previously chief of staff at Hugging Face and is a real vibe curator.
Gotta catch a vibe when you feel a vibe.
She's an in-person person.
We're really excited to be working together. We knew right away that we both had the same vision, and it felt like we had each other's missing parts, and we are dedicated to building it in public. That's the spirit of what we're doing, and it's the beginnings of how we want to see the world.
And we see it as we're two halves of the same brain, essentially. Her being the physical embodiment of the project and me being the digital embodiment. So, Renee, what is it? It is a central hub for the machine learning industry. It's a storytelling of different technologies. It's a podcast.
This is the beautiful thing about open source.
It's a storytelling of us as individuals. It's taking the awareness that we have our own things. I'm going to mess it up.
I feel it right here.
And we are our own product. And fucking I am a piece of goddamn work.
So when it comes to company building, there's a lot of build in public kind of handbooks. We just got to do one thing well in one day. Just like one thing. And then it kind of snowballs.
I'm going to keep asking you, and you're going to keep saying it until it feels good. I'm not judging you.
If I am going to successfully do the Australia switch hours.
Who jazzed up at nighttime? Wait, this makes me so happy. If we could alternate.
And we take a lot of inspiration from our friends, mentors, advisors. But we also go a little bit further than that, or actually a lot further than that, in that we're kind of turning it into a big brother moment
Just big brother the shit out of this.
where everything is recorded, everything is documented.
So the strategy, like the Madison strategy, is like I need to go and do what I said I'm gonna do.
So we're trying to build it together with the community. I put out a poll recently that was, what's your favorite format for listening to podcasts?
If we say, hey, newsletters are on Fridays unless we don't feel like it, fuck you, that's why. That's like what we say. And like and that's because we'd rather like you're reading a bunch of garbage.
We talk about things like digital preservation, the importance of archiving. Is there anything that doesn't exist on the internet that you wish did exist, like that you miss? Things like Wikipedia and really the resurgence of technology that is rooted in nostalgia, but also in ease of use. We talk about the attention economy.
Like, there's so much noise online. People
can't keep that much information in their brain. So when I was like, oh, the tech that we're building is knowledge management, like, no, like, it's not. It's the way for us to be a common ground.
We're building in public, and that's what we're going to be bringing people to and saying, hey, we're trying out this method of X, Y, and Z.
And we say the word orangutan when we say something particularly poignant. Orangutan. So that we can check through the transcript and then put it in notes in Notion.
How do you do it differently? How can you build to it, right? That's build in public, but that's also like that's a business and personal playbook, right?
We launched next month. We wanted to get our friends in first before we've established our, basically our infrastructure, because then it becomes a conversation. People who are excited about us are then say, oh, I have an opportunity to become a board member.
It's really a place not to say, hey, we're the experts, but more to platform people that are the experts and have critical takes on things that impact everybody. It's also a place to not be so serious.
Maybe we don't tell, you don't go to a nerdy tech bro and we're like, we're selling friendship, but we're not selling it, we're giving it. Because you need it more than ever.
We're trying to amplify every other project that's doing something that's aligned with this mission. We have a pretty relevant network at this point, and you just kind of want to be grassroots of this project. Schedule for 15 to 20 minutes. Say, let us help you create an epic soundbite that describes what you're doing and how it's aligned with this future world that we're trying to build. Do you think you're a unique expert in this thing and you want to be relevant so that not just the same kind of people are regurgitating or are watching it, you want to grow into a new audience, let us help you with that as well. So the quicker that we have money to show that we're real players, the sooner that becomes real.
A lot of the AI industry is very exclusionary. The intention is to be a bit mad and to be a bit different